season 4. Are you ready for it?
I'm a yoga teacher, so I really know how to bond with white women. I'm like a whisperer of white women.
Welcome, everybody, to Barefaced Stories.
When my flatmate came home and asked me if I wanted to join her as a phone sex worker, I barely bat an eyelid.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked the attention. I kind of liked the intimacy.
As the youngest of four sisters, Rosie Rogers grew up in what many would call an instant girl gang, a very close-knit clan. But beware, with great closeness comes, well, hilariously unclear boundaries.
Hey, Dad, all good? Oh, well, I had that consult with the urologist. I thought it was going to be an info session. But, well, he injected something into my penis, and I've had to ride home from Fremantle with a full-blown erection.
And a quick heads up before you dive in, this episode comes sprinkled with a dash of colourful language. It's all in good fun, but maybe save this one for when the little ones aren't around, okay? Before you hear that full story, let's hear about our sponsor, Old Young's, from my dad, who's fast becoming a voiceover champion.
Old Young's gin. Tell you what, he's got some different tasting gins out. The one that I do like, it's called the Six Seasons. Now, how he fits Six Seasons into one glass is amazing. But I tell you what, it tastes something special. That Six Seasons gin from Old Young's gin. Beautiful. Tropical.
Anything you put a lime in ends up being tropical. I'm sold. Right. Thanks, Dad. Now, here's your invitation to peek into the life of the Rogers, where love means never having to say, "Dad, that's too much information." Grab your favourite snack and get ready to be part of Rosie's girl gang. It's a wild ride on an e-bike.
I come from an extremely tight-knit family. I'm the youngest of four women, so I was essentially born into an instant girl gang. The type of gang that outsiders have always wanted to try and infiltrate or be a part of. Oh, you're so lucky how close you are. Hashtag blessed. Growing up, people always wanted to be adopted into our fold. There was one particularly keen punter that hung around at the house who created the folklore that unless born a Rogers, you must either save a Rogers from certain death or marry a Rogers to become a Rogers. We later discovered that if you marry one Rogers, you marry all of the Rogers. Now, we like to refer to the dynamic as a rich tapestry of love. But the therapy term for it is enmeshment. Unclear, poorly defined or non-existent boundaries. My dad's struggle with boundaries comes in the form of oversharing. About 10 years ago now, me and Dad were at the beach for a walk together and he casually turned to me. "Do you think I could be gay?" Now, I could really get behind a big gay dad, but knowing my dad, I sensed it probably wasn't an independent thought. One of our family friends had recently come out after a lifetime of heterosexuality and was the happiest he'd ever been. He'd also just finished reading Magda Zabansky's memoir, The Reckoning, all about her lesbian liberation. So I sensed he was clutching at straws here and that it was probably better explored with a therapist, but I decided to engage in the concept. "What makes you think you might be gay?" "Oh, you know, I don't know. I just think maybe life might be easier with a man." "Okay. Have you ever been sexually attracted to a man? Nah. Could you imagine getting intimate with a man? Oh, no. Are you sexually attracted to females? Yeah. So, do you think you could be gay? Nah, I don't think so. That was the last we heard of that. I recently moved back in with my dad a few months ago when I broke up with my partner. Oh, you're so lucky that you get on with your parents. There's no way I could live with my parents. I tend to agree. I am lucky. Hashtag blessed. Sure, for the most part, I don't mind him sitting on the foot of my bed each morning and telling me about the ins and outs of the internal dialogue that kept him up at 2 a.m. But a few weeks ago, we reached a whole new dimension of divulging. Say, about 2 years ago, my dad had prostate cancer and he had to have his prostate removed. One of the unfortunate side effects of the operation can be erectile dysfunction. And recently, Dad informed me he was off for an info session at the dick doctors. His phrase, not mine. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear about my dad's dick. I mean, as a fellow human, I can appreciate that he wants to explore his options. Because even at 71, he's still a bit of a catch. He fronts a band, he's a bit of a yoga guru, and he still turns some heads getting around Frio on his e-bike. Anyway, a few weeks ago, he got home, on said e-bike and pulled into the driveway as I was heading out for the evening. Only he didn't look as exhilarated as he normally did after a bike ride. He awkwardly dismounted his bike and stood behind it grimacing. I wondered if he'd maybe had a fall on his way home because he was unusually stiff and a bit sheepish. Hey Dad, all good? Oh, actually, not the best. What's up? Oh, well, I had that consult with the urologist. Oh yeah, how'd you go? Well, I thought it was going to be an info session. But, well, he injected something into my penis and I've had to ride home from Fremantle with a full-blown erection. Now, I don't know about you, but I find bike seats uncomfortable at the best of time. I can't imagine wrangling a raging boner on a 20-minute bike ride home from Fremantle. Dad, don't you have to teach yoga at 6? It was 4:30. Well, yeah, but he assured me that it would be back down by then. Who was this fucking dick doctor? Surprise, public erection. Now get on your bike and good day to you, sir. I was very thankful for that bike in between us at that point, obstructing any sort of view I could have of the full salute in my dad's pants. And after sharing a few jokes about the whole awkward matter, I was quite happy to leave him and his engorged member to it. 4 hours later, I got home hoping for an early night. I came in the door and Dad sat perched on the edge of the couch watching TV. Hey Dad, how was yoga? Dad turns to me in sheer terror. Had to cancel. Still fully erect. What? What did you tell the class? Had to send a last minute message. I had to say, something's come up. You said something's come up. Well, you weren't lying. I had wondered what Dad had tried to do in the 4 hours that I I wasn't there, but I wasn't about to ask. I was very thankful for the extremely baggy tracky pants he was now wearing. I, of course, got straight onto Google. What to do if you've got a prolonged erection? If you've had an erection for over 4 hours, it's a medical emergency. Go straight to the ED. Dad, you're not going to like this next bit. It says you have to get blood syringed out of your penis. Oh, fuck. Do they mention any home remedies there? What had he been doing for the 4.5 hours I was gone? Trying to talk it down politely. It says try an ice pack. I reckon we should call telehealth though. Are you in pain? Well, it's not very pleasant. By this stage, he's lunging around the kitchen with the ice pack down his pants. Hello, telehealth, Gary speaking. I hot potatoed the phone to Dad. Oh, hi, Gary. Bit of an awkward one. But look, I got an injection in my penis this afternoon and I'm still fully erect and it's almost been 5 hours. After a few awkward questions from old Gazman, he also said, look, I think you need to go to emergency. Has it gone down at all, Dad? Nah. Dad defeatedly pulled the bare ice pack out of his pants from his genitals and put it straight back in the freezer. Fuck my life. Well, guess I'm off to the hospital then. Oh, awkward. Did you want me to come with you? I offered because it felt like moral support, the right thing to do, but I was desperately hoping he'd decline my offer. Nah, there's no point in us both waiting around. Thank fuck. I could not handle a public escapade with my dad and his raging boner. As he skulked out the front door with a jacket around his waist, I offered a good luck. Call me if you need me. Don't know what that meant. And as soon as he was out of sight, I got straight on the sister WhatsApp. Hey, babes. FYI. Dad's on his way to emergency. He's had a 5-hour erection after a mishap at the dick doctor this afternoon. An onslaught of cry, laughter faces and inappropriate comments. But I didn't have a chance to really get into the thick of the details because 10 minutes later, Dad was back through the door. Well, I drove around the block a few times. I think something's shifted down there. I could not blame him for not wanting to go to turn up at emergency with his bulge. Any other suggestions? Well, hot bath was also on the list. Dad gets into the bathroom and starts running himself a bath. Hey, babes, Dad's back, thinks it's going down, having a bath. As Dad's in the bath, I'm on the couch trawling my Instagram and I come across a post, one of my friends talking about the hardship of living on the other side of the world to your family. It's gone down. It looks a bit like a war's gone on down here, but it's definitely flaccid. Calls Dad from the bath. I think about those poor people estranged from their families. Hashtag blessed.
Rosie Rogers sharing her story and her dad's at Barefaced Stories. The theme of the night was All That Glitters Is Not Gold, and you can see a video of Rosie telling that story on our YouTube channel. It is definitely worth a watch. Stay in the loop and engage with us through all social media outlets, or if you like, get personal. Email us at info@barefaced.com.au. We would love to hear from you. Setting the mood with background tunes each week are Odette Mercy and her soul Atomic. Lewis Martin is our gifted photographer and videographer. Spreading the magic on socials is Leah Selwood, and fueling our storytelling spirit is Old Young's Distillery. That's the dedicated team making the Barefaced Stories official podcast a reality each week. My name's Andrea. I'll catch you next time.